This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Customer care, JD speaking.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO, and I was just calling to request a breeze code for a trip charge and to report why an installation was not able to be completed. And I have the FMS order number available whenever you're ready.
Okay, what's the FMS?
676-141-92. And then while you're locating the order is for James Griffin at 818 North Harvard Avenue, Arlington Heights, Illinois, 60004. And again, what was your name?
Jaites.
How do you spell it?
Y-A-H-I-R-I-S.
Y-A-H-I-R-I-S? Okay, just making sure. And I thank you very much for that. And let's see here. Okay.
And you're
also
for James Griffin?
Yes, absolutely. At 818 North Harvard Avenue in Arlington Heights, Illinois, 60004. And what's going on is when the text got out to the customer's residence, they determined, after unboxing the dishwasher, that the spring on the dishwasher door was not attached correctly, and it will not support the door correctly. The spring on the door is defective. So the techs are going to be returning the customer's products to the warehouse Monday morning, and I have called the customer and confirmed all of this information with the customer as well. So he's also confirmed that the unit's defective, and he'll be following up with Best Buy to request a replacement unit and to request a reschedule. But if you have to put me on hold and call the customer, I completely understand.
I'll just give him a call afterwards. He just needs to be rescheduled, correct?
Yeah, he needs to be set up to have another dishwasher. He needs to be set up for another dishwasher and to be rescheduled to another day.
He don't want that same model number. He would like the
no
same
no. Model. He wants the same model number, but he just doesn't want the same dishwasher because this one's broken. So he doesn't even want this. Like if this was returned to Best Buy and Best Buy fixed it, he doesn't even want it. He wants another unit.
Oh that's understandable. Yeah, no. We just have to wait for that unit to go back to the warehouse and.
That makes sense, of course.
Yeah, then we could go ahead and reschedule him. Because once the unit is claimed as defected, they marked it as an open box, and it won't be sent out as a new unit.
Yeah, and then Best Buy will probably fix the open box unit and turn around and sell it at a discount.
Yep. Pretty much it.
It makes sense. And it's very helpful for people who can't afford, you know, say the dishwasher was a $1,200 dishwasher, and then Best Buy turns around, fixes it, and sells it for $800. Well, the people who can't afford $1,200, but maybe they can afford $800, then they can get themselves a new dishwasher that, you know, honestly, there's nothing wrong with it. It's been fixed, and you know, it's just as good as new. It just happens to be open box.
Correct.
I mean, sometimes open boxes items are a gamble, but oftentimes you can get a great deal on an open box item.
True. That's true. So the unit is going back to the warehouse due to it being defective, and the client would just need to be rescheduled, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And the unit will be returned to the warehouse Monday morning.
All right, perfect. Okay. All right, then I'll just go ahead and write that on the notes, and I'll give you the case ID.
I'm ready for the breeze code whenever you have it available.
All right, it's going to be 263-994-884.
And that was 263-994-884.
Correct.
Alrighty, well, I thank you very much for your help with this.
No,
it is greatly appreciated, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
You too, thank you.
Thank you, you're welcome. Bye-bye.